Hello, Blind Geek Zone. This is Brandon T, and in this podcast, I'm going to show you how you can customize Windows Vista a little bit. I know Vista is not the latest OS, but I just thought I'd do a quick demonstration because I really like Windows Vista. It works, and it's great, in my opinion. So we will make this happen, and it will be great. NVDA 2014.4 RC1 came out yesterday, I think it was, and they did a correction to NVDA in Windows Vista where it wouldn't load properly. That was if you loaded NVDA from the desktop, from either the desktop icon or the shortcut key. And I'm going to press the shortcut key now, and you'll see that it properly works.
Taskbar. Taskbar.
There you go. You also notice that I've slowed down the speech rate, probably. I have it really fast, usually. So what I'm going to do is demonstrate for you how to set a few things up in Vista that I haven't seen really done too much on Vista, so I just thought I'd show you. I'm going to go to the Start menu with my Windows key.
Start menu, Start search edit, blank.
And in the search area, I'll just type in Control Panel. And I'll down arrow.
Control Panel, Control Panel 1 of 13.
So I'll press enter there. I just pressed down arrow and then up arrow to see where I was. I'll press enter.
Control panel, search edit, blank.
This is the control panel that you see in Windows Vista and Windows 7. We have a search box, and then if we tab,
classic view link, explorer pane.
It says classic view link. So it also says explorer pane, and I'm not sure why, but this is the classic view link. So that might be the first thing you want to set up in Vista, is you'll want to see the classic control panel. So if you press enter,
folder new list, add hardware not selected 1 of 51.
Here's the list of icons. We can press the left arrow, right arrow, up arrow, or down arrow to move through the list, so I'll show you that now. I'm going to press right arrow.
Administ photo backup Bluetooth.
So I'm at the end of the first row, so I have to press down arrow.
Ease of access.
Now I can press left arrow.
Dematic update color.
So there's the
folder options 11
stuff. It's changed a little bit in Windows 7. They use links now instead of just the previous thing. I'm going to go ahead and open up the taskbar page, the taskbar and start menu area.
D. Tablet PC settings. D. Taskbar and start menu 41 of 51.
I got there by pressing the letter T, so I'm going to press enter now to open up this icon.
Taskbar and start menu properties dialog. Taskbar property page tab.
So I pressed enter on the taskbar and start menu icon. We want to get to the start menu tab, so I'm going to do that by holding down the control key and pressing the tab key.
Start menu property page. This menu style gives you easy access to your folders, favorite programs, and search. This menu style gives you the look and functionality of previous versions of Windows. How do I change the way the start menu looks? Start menu radio button checked Alt plus S.
So I'm in a radio button list. There are two choices here, and I can navigate through these choices with the up and down arrow keys. For this demonstration, it's currently set to start menu so that it's whatever it is in Windows Vista. You know, you have the little search icon in the menu, and you have all that stuff. You have, like, your all programs, and then it's the tree view. Well, what you might want to do is you may want to press down arrow.
Classic start menu radio button checked Alt plus M.
Here's the classic start menu, which is what they used back in Windows 2000. That was really nice, I thought, to some degree. I don't know why they took this option out in Windows 7, but I like that it's here in Vista. This isn't why I like Vista so much. I really do like Vista, though. It's really sweet and awesome and great. So, now that I've adjusted to the classic start menu, I've changed that option. I'm going to press the tab key.
Customize. Button Alt plus C.
We can customize this, so I'll go into this dialog box.
Customize classic start menu dialog to remove records of recently accessed documents, programs, and websites. Click clear. Start menu grouping. You can customize your start menu by adding or removing items. Add. Button Alt plus D.
Okay. So my start menu likely has links to things that I don't want. You know, it's got links to HP stuff. And I don't want that stuff, so I'm going to go down to remove, and let's see if we can remove it. I don't know if I can, but I think we should be able to.
Remove. Button Alt plus R.
I press Tab, and it says Remove Button Alt plus R. That means I could hold down the Alt key and press the letter R if I wanted to. And I can get to the Remove button that way. But since I'm already on the button, we'll just press Enter.
Remove shortcuts / folders dialog. To remove an item from the start menu, select the item and click Remove Tree New. Level 1 Programs Expanded 1 of 1. Programs Expanded 1 of 1 Level 1.
So I'm in the tree view, and there's a list of things showing on the screen, and I will go ahead and show you what's in the tree view.
Level 2 accessories collapsed, 1 of 11.
We have the accessories.
Position indicates administrative tools, 2 of 11.
Administrative tools.
Dropbox collapsed, 3 of 11, level 2.
Dropbox is also showing in the menu.
Maintenance collapsed.
Maintenance.
Programs. Startup collapsed.
Startup.
Cyberlink D.
Cyberlink DVD. So Cyberlink DVD is also showing in here. Sorry about that. I'm just adjusting my speaker volume.
Internet Explorer 64-bit 7 of 11 level 2.
Internet Explorer 64-bit is also showing in here.
Internet Explorer 8 of 11 left.
Internet Explorer.
Microsoft Speech SDK 4.09 of 11 left.
Microsoft Speech SDK 4.0 is also showing in here. I have that installed for a previous project I was doing.
Windows Mail 10 of 11.
Windows Mail is showing in here. I'll have to look at that sometime, maybe do a podcast for you on that too.
Windows Media Player 11.
Windows Media Player is selected. And that is everything in the tree view.
Remove button alt.
So,
close up. To remove an app.
Before we remove anything,
close up.
Let's press OK on the Customize button.
Rest.
So I was in the Customize dialog and I hit OK. Now it is, I think it's applying, let me see. Oh, I just had to tab. Now I'm back in the original taskbar and start menu dialog. We also have in this dialog, past the Customize button, we also have Store and display a list of recently opened files. I'm okay with having that, but you can uncheck this option if you like. You can just press the spacebar on it.
Store and display a list of recently opened programs. Checkbox.
Store and display a list of recently opened programs. I'm going to uncheck this option right now by pressing space.
Space, not checked.
Tab.
How do I change the way the start menu looks? Link.
That's a link. It says, how do I change the way the start menu looks? That's a way you can get help on this if you want to. I'm going to press Tab again.
OK button.
And press Enter on OK.
Control panel. Folder.
Now I'm back in the control panel. I'm going to press Alt and the F4 key at the same time to close the window.
Record control.
Now I'm back in the program I'm using to record this podcast. So let's take a look at my start menu now. If you remember before, we had the search box showing at the top. Or rather, when we went into the menu, we were on the search box. Now I'm going to press the Windows key.
Start menu.
And it says Start menu. If I down arrow,
default program D.
We have default programs.
Do no other. J.
And a few other things.
Left here other. M. Snapfish photos. Windows update W. Program sub menu P.
So I have a few things before we get to programs. Let's now see if we can remove these. Now to get to control panel, we down arrow.
Document sub menu settings.
Until we get to settings and press enter to open.
Control panel Z.
Now I'm going to press up arrow.
Taskbar and start menu T.
We can actually get to it from right here, so if we press enter.
Taskbar and Start menu. Start.
Go to the Start menu tab as before. I press Control with the Tab key.
1144p.
So now I'm going to press Tab.
Customize.
And press Enter on the Customize button.
Customize Classic.
And
remove Advanced button Alt plus B.
I'm going to press the Advanced button.
Face. Start menu. Folder new list. Programs. Face body. Selected. Programs.
So now we're actually in a list where we could remove some of this
customize
stuff.
Remove.
But I'm going to hit remove.
Closer to remove the
knife.
Closer to remove level 2 accessories. Collab administrator drop off main start site into mic window windows media left. Wind remove. Closer to remove an item from the start menu. Microsoft speech SD internet X level 0 start menu expanded with collab. X closer.
Actually,
custom.
I don't think we
sort
can.
Advanced personal sort. Clear the advanced start menu options. Review, display administrative tools OFF checkbox select.
Oh, here we go. Okay, it says display administrative tools. That's off. I'm gonna down arrow.
Display favorites OFF check.
Display favorites is off.
Display log off OFF checkbox select.
Display log off. That one is turned off. I'm viewing these by pressing down arrow. It's a tree view just like before. But what we can do here is if we wanna make the option turn on, we can press the space bar. So,
display run on checkbox check.
Display run, that one's on, that's alright.
Enable context menus and dragging and dropping on checkbox check.
Enable context menus and dragging and dropping, that's okay.
Expand control panel OFF checkbox select.
Expand control panel, that one's off.
Expand documents OFF checkbox select.
Expand documents off.
Expand network connections OFF check.
Expand network connections is also off.
Expand pictures OFF check.
Expand pictures is also off.
Expand printers OFF check.
Expand printers is off.
Scroll programs OFF check.
Scroll programs is off. I'm looking for a way to maybe take out some of these other items like the photos thing.
Show small icons in start menu OFF. Use personalized menu. Show use personalized menu from checkbox checks.
Let's see what happens if we uncheck this.
Space, use personalized menu for FF.
So now that option's off. I just pressed space on it, like I said before.
OK button.
Now I'm going to press OK.
Taskbar and store and
display. And I'm going to press the OK. Actually, wait.
OK button.
Yes, I'll press OK.
Record.
And we'll see what that does. Yep, so there's
set.
That. That's still showing as before. So I'm going to go back in. And again, I'm just showing you this so you can see what you can do. So I'm going to
use
personalized menus is on.
Cancel with advanced button alt sort button off clear advanced OK button start menu grouping sort button alt advanced button alt plus B remove button alt A remove closed to remove a closed cut advanced sort button alt plus clear button alt advanced start menu options preview use show stroke expand display run off display this OK can start menu group remove button pad cancel button OK space rest. Task store and display a list of recently opened programs checkbox not checked all. How do I change store and list space not checked space stop
okay, so okay, that space. I think
Record
we're not gonna
off.
Be able I don't think we'll be able to remove the Windows update stuff unless I really wanted to. I
off.
Could right click
context box sort rename delete the
and delete it
rename it.
However
delete the
I don't think that's a good idea because I want to still be able to get to, like, the Windows update stuff.
Start menu.
So I'll leave it, but now, if we up arrow through the start menu,
shut down. You.
We have shutdown.
Run.
Run.
Help and,
help and support.
Search sub.
Search. And if we hit enter.
For files, for folders, F. For people, B. For files, for folders, F.
Few options there.
Search.
This is looking a lot like Windows 2000.
Settings sub.
So I'm going to go back into settings, and I'm going to actually have it show the log off icon. So I'm back on the start menu page,
customize.
And I'm going to go back into the customize window.
Customize.
I press the spacebar and the customize button.
Remove.
Now I'm going to go to the advanced start menu options tree view.
Sort button, clear button, advanced start menu options. Tree view, display administrative tools OFF. Display favorite, display log off OFF.
And I just pressed down arrow until I heard it say display log off. Now I'm going to press spacebar.
Space, display log off on.
That makes it on, so that now that option will show in the menu.
OK button.
And I'll press OK.
Space, rest.
Now it'll be like what you're used to. So now I'm back in the original taskbar and start menu dialog. So to save my changes, I'm going to press the spacebar on the OK button. I got there by pressing tab. So now if I go to my start menu, and I up arrow, we have shut down, and we also have log off. If I were to press enter, it would go ahead and log me off. So if we hit the shutdown option, we can see how this is set up. You'll like this if I press enter.
Shutdown Windows dialog keeps your session in memory and puts the computer in a low power state so that you can quickly resume working. What do you want the computer to do? Combo box sleep collapse alt plus W.
We have some options.
Switch user.
We have switch user. I pressed the home key to get to the top of the list. I'm on switch user.
Log off.
Log off.
Restart.
Restart.
Sleep.
Sleep.
Shutdown.
Shutdown. And that's it.
Okay,
if I pressed OK, if I press OK, which also has a shortcut of holding down the Alt key and pressing the letter K, that would perform the shutdown, that would make the computer turn off. But I don't want to do that right now because I'm recording the podcast. So I'm going to press Tab.
Cancel button, Alt plus C.
And I'm on the Cancel button, which also has a key combination of Alt and the letter C. I'm going to press Enter.
Taskbar.
And I've canceled. So now, with this setup, basically what we just did is we went into the control panel and set it to the classic start menu by going to taskbar and start menu. And then, from there, after I set it to the classic start menu, I pressed tab, and I heard where it said customize button. And so I pressed the spacebar on the customize button, which then took me into an area where I could tab, and I heard it say Advanced Options Tree View. So I'll show that to you. I go to Settings, Taskbar, Start Menu.
Start menu, Customize,
and there's the Advanced Start Menu. There's the advanced start menu options that I was telling you about, and in here I pressed down arrow until I heard it say show log off. That option was set to off, meaning that it would not show log off in the start menu. So I pressed the spacebar to turn that option on, and then I pressed tab to go to the OK button. Once I got to the OK button, I just press enter.
OK button.
I pressed enter there. Now I'm going to tab, and I'm in the original taskbar and start menu window, and I'm going to tab to the OK button here and press enter. Now my settings have been saved. Also, I had set up the classic control panel. To do that, it was really easy. All I do is go into the control panel, which if you have it set up where you have the search box on the menu, you can just type control panel and press enter to get there. And then I was in the search box there. So I tab once and it said classic view link. And I pressed enter there, and that's how I got the classic view, which you heard earlier. That's where I pressed left arrow, right arrow, up arrow, and down arrow to go through the list. So now, how do we get to all our documents and music, because it's different now with this classic start menu setup on our computer. So I'm going to go to the start menu.
Start menu.
And I'm going to press down arrow.
Default programs.
Default programs.
Do not offer. J. Net Zero Offer. 10. Snap Dish Photos 3 First 25 Princess. Windows Update W. Roblox Submenu P. Documents Submenu P.
So it says Documents. I'm going to press Enter to open this.
Ken Vista BZK.
Here's the user folder. So it would be your username. That's like where in the Vista Start menu, if you press Tab from the search box from where it says Start Search, that's where you land on your username and you can press Enter to open that.
Documents D.
If we go down, we have Documents.
Pictures. Conversation with Justin Hoffman.
Oh, and then here's my recent, here's the recent documents.
Documents, settings, search, suspect.
So how do we get to music?
Can
well,
run.
Lock. We can do it a number of ways.
Shut at default, road, do not net zero.
If we go
with documents, Ken Vista PCK.
Into the user folder.
Ken Vista PC.
Which is where all your downloads are. And all that, if we press the left
update,
and right, or actually for me it's up and down arrows because it's set to details.
Contacts.
I'm gonna go down.
Desktop, documents, downloads, Dropbox, favorites, IBM, links, music, make.
There's music. I'm gonna press enter.
Folder view list, edit of sheet new playlists.
And I'm gonna press the right arrow. I will just show you that. Now I'm just opening folders just like I normally would. And we'll just find a quick track to show you that it works. We will use this track. It's track 13 from a CD. I won't play the whole thing, but just to show you that it works, I'll press Enter.
Windows Media Player.
And it goes off and plays. So I press Control P to pause. And I'm gonna press Alt F4 to close Windows Media Player.
A complete wreck.
Now I'm back in my music collection of this particular CD copy that I have, and I'm gonna press Alt F4 again.
Record control dialog.
Now I'm back in my recording program. So those are some things, those are some quick things that you can do to customize Windows Vista to make it easier to use. If you have any questions on this podcast, you can email me at my email address. That's brandongold98@gmail.com. That is spelled brandongold98@gmail.com. I'll also put that address in the description of the podcast for you, so you can just copy it that way. So, that will conclude the podcast on customizing Windows Vista. I just thought I'd do it because I really like Windows Vista, and it actually occurred to me that I can do some of this stuff. And so I might actually like it a little better now. We will see. I might end up changing some of this back. But we'll see. So, I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and have a great day. And thank you for listening as well.